Blog Talk Radio.
Touch me now.
Oh, Father, bring a healing power.
Spirit fall fresh on me. I need you, touch me now.
child of darkness became child of light. When my soul was dry and I needed rain, the waters of life, you became for me.
I'll be what it takes.
to meet your need. I'll even go by way of Calvary. I want you to sing that last verse again, please. It was Dr. Pentecost who stated, when the Lord told Moses, when he asked, whom shall I say has sent me? The Lord said to the great lawgiver, you tell them I am that I am has sent you. And let me tell you what he was then. He still is today. Thank you, Greg. My. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. When I think about all that Jesus has done and he's doing right now in our lives, all we can do is to praise him, worship him, and glorify him. He deserves the praises. He deserves the glory. He deserves the honor. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. Glory to the Rose of Sharon. Glory to the Lily of the Valleys. Hallelujah. We bless his name. Hallelujah. We praise his name. Jesus, we are here to worship you, to bless you, to praise you, to glorify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There is no one like you, Jesus, and we worship you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Lord. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we say, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are faithful. You are kind. You are loving. We bless your name. We praise your glorious and your holy name. Oh, God, you're worthy of praises. Hallelujah. We adore you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Good morning to all of you this morning. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu. From I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries, we welcome each and every one of you this morning in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we bless you, we praise you, we worship you. We cannot say thank you enough. Awesome. There is no one like you. We bless you. We praise you. Thank you for the breath that we breathe, that is yours. Thank you for salvation that you have freely given us as a gift that you sacrifice yourself on the cross so that we can be redeemed. Thank you, Jesus, for being that lamb. And because you are that perfect lamb, we can boldly come to the throne of grace. So we say, thank you. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We honor you, Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach. We praise you. Father, this morning, we come to thy throne of grace and we ask for mercy. Father, forgive us of things that we have done that did not bring us or glory and honor to your name. Forgive us, oh God, for sins of omission and sins of commission. Be merciful unto us. Your mercy is on you every morning. So have mercy, oh God. Have mercy upon us, oh God. Forgive us in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us in the name of Jesus. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy, oh God. Have mercy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for mercy for our children. In the name of Jesus, mercy for our grandchildren, mercy for our spouses, mercy for our siblings, mercy, Father God, for those that are connected to us. Mercy, oh God, in the name of Jesus, your mercy is new every morning. We have thank you for the opportunity that we are alive to ask for mercy, that we have the chance, Lord, that you have not taken this breath, and we do not take that for granted. And we ask you, Holy Spirit, to help us to resist temptation. Help us, Holy Spirit, we need you to overcome temptation and overcome sin in our lives. When we try to do these things on our own, we cannot make it. Forgive us for even trying on our own. But Holy Spirit, with you being there, you can help us to overcome all the power of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Spirit, lead us and guide us. We surrender our lives to you. Have your way. Have your way, Holy Spirit, in our lives. Take preeminence in our lives. Take preeminence in the lives of our children, our grandchildren, our spouses. Take preeminence in our lives. Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. Let the blood of Jesus sanctify us. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus Christ. We soak our environment in the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus perfect all that concerns us. We soak every cell. We soak every tissue. We soak every organ and every system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord, precious blood. We thank you for this healing in the blood of Jesus. There's deliverance, there's restoration. We thank you, Lord, for the unlimited breakthroughs and benefits that is in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Thank you for the blood, oh God, the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, the blood of Jesus. Oria, my son, didia, koria, nisi. Thank you for the blood. Father God, strengthen us. Strengthen us. Strengthen us, O God. Let your strength be made perfect in our weakness. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And we thank you, we thank you, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Father God, teach us how to forgive as you've forgiven us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Teach us how to love as you've loved us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to be compassionate and caring and sensitive for one another. Let the world see Christ in us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, not a form of godliness, but walking with Christ, Father God, honestly, in the name of Jesus. Father, you look at our heart, and you see our heart, and we know, Lord, we need you to help us in our walk, and we thank you for the Holy Spirit helping us. So we bless your name. We cover our children, our spouses, our grandbabies, our siblings, our nieces and nephews, and the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Father God, we put on the whole armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. And so, Father God, we ask you, oh God, we put the armor on our children, our grandchildren, the armor on our spouses, our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father God, help us to walk by faith and not by sight, O God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Strengthen us, O God. Hallelujah. Father God, strengthen us. Help us in our walk, O God. Let us look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And so, Lord, we just want to thank you once again. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the ministry, O God, of your holy angels. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, your holy angels that are assigned to this service, the holy angels that are assigned to our lives as individuals, holy angels that are assigned to our children, our grandchildren, our spouses, lives in the name of Jesus. So do your biddings in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you. Oh, God, thank you for the holy angels warring on our behalf in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, this morning we pray for a fresh oil, a fresh anointing, the anointing from yesterday, oh, God, for a fresh anointing, refresh us. Refresh our spirit, refresh our souls, refresh our minds, refresh our bodies in the name of Jesus. Refresh us, oh God. We need a refreshing in the mighty name of Jesus. Refresh our spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Pour your oil of gladness upon us, oh God. Give us beauty for ashes, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, give us beauty for ashes. O God, we need you. We need you. Give us the garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray for divine connection. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, divine connection of prayer partners, divine connection to connect with others that are in Christ Jesus, that takes the gospel seriously. Divine connection with those that love the Lord with all their hearts, souls, and minds. Father God, that we can glean from Christ in the name of Jesus and from one another in the name of Jesus. Divine connection for those who can pray, who can intercede and pray for us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, with us, without judgment. But pray and look at us through the eyes of Jesus. That when God sees us, he sees Jesus. Help us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And help us to be someone else, divine connection. That we can look at others without judging and pray for others without judging or condemning. There's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Oh, God, we all need one another. So, Father, help us in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, help us for unity and oneness in the body of Christ. Help us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And we bless your name. We praise your name. We ask you, oh God, to guide and protect us from every force of evil and darkness, seen and unseen, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. Father God, every plan of the enemy against our lives, against our destiny, we cancel through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. Only the counsel of Almighty God shall stand in our lives. We cancel every plan of the enemy, oh God, against the lives of our children, against the lives of our spouses, against our lives. We cancel through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, and we superimpose God's plans and purpose for our lives and destiny in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, everyone that is sick, or we bind the spirit of infirmity in the name of Jesus. We uproot it in the name of Jesus. And we plant that tree of righteousness, oh God, good health, in the name of Jesus. We shall live to declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. We cancel you, you spirit of death. We come against you in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. We come against you in the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ has given us the authority, and we come in the name of Jesus, and we bind you, spirit of death. No one under the sound of my voice will die before that time. We shall live to declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. We shall live to complete and do our assignments in the name of Jesus. With long life will you satisfy us and show us your salvation. We shall live in good health, sound mind and body, and our strength comes from God to spread the gospel, to reach souls for Jesus Christ, to do the will of the Father. In the name of Jesus, we shall live. We shall not die. Our children shall live. Our grandchildren shall live. Our spouses shall live. We will not die. We will live to declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. When God is for us, who can be against us? Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, let the Spirit of God move upon our lives. Let the Spirit of God move in
Let the light of God, let there be light. Let there be light. Jesus is the light of the world. Let the light of Jesus shine deep in our souls, in our intellect, in our mind, in our emotions. Let the light shine. Let the light shine. The light of Jesus. Let darkness disappear. Let the light shine in the name of Yeshua. Hamashiach, let there be light. And so, Father, we thank you for your light, oh God, in the name of Jesus, lighting our minds, lighting our thoughts, in the name of Jesus, take away darkness, oh God, gloom, disappointment, take it away, oh God, and let us rest in you, Jesus. Teach us how to rest in you. Teach us how to trust you in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you and we bless you. Hallelujah. Father, open our hearts to receive what the Spirit of God is speaking to us this morning. In the name of Jesus, Father, open our hearts. Open our minds, our thoughts. Let us receive what Jesus is speaking. Give us understanding, revelation in the name of Jesus. Oria masanderiako. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Yekuria masanderiako. Help us, O God. Hallelujah. And we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We honor you. We give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless the name Jesus Christ. We praise his name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Revelation 5:10. And has made us kings and priests of God, and we shall reign on earth. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. As we begin to bring, I'm going to bring a word, a prophetic word this morning that the Lord gave me yesterday. And this is for every one of us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I want you to pay attention, and I want you to actually not only pay attention, but to do what the word, what the Lord is speaking, and it's not going to hurt you at all. It is so simple, and your hearts have to do it and be in the right standing. I mean, when I say right, because you can't fool God. Please, you cannot fool God. God sees our hearts. So do it and ask the Holy Spirit to help you as you do it. After I slept, took a nap. And it's just, usually the Lord will do this thing when he speaks to me. I had a, he would come in a short time, and he spoke to me yesterday. He said that everybody, everyone in the, should pass this on and pass it on correctly. Don't take away from it. Pass it on correctly. This is for the world. This message is for the world. That everyone in this, everyone in the universe, whichever dialect you can speak, or wherever tribe you're from, every tongue, every kingdom, everyone, the Lord said to me that this Sunday, March 13th, this is for everyone. That everyone should sing and worship with this song. It's a short song. Reign, Jesus, reign. Reign, Jesus, reign is by Shirley Caesar. And he patiently said it. That when this song is being sang, and you can, if you got a telephone, whatever phone you have, you can go and you can get that song on YouTube by Shirley Caesar. Write it down, Reign, Jesus, Reign by Shirley Caesar. I just played it by another artist, but this is specifically by Shirley Caesar. Reign, Jesus, Reign. And it's a simple song. But it comes from, it's very profound. What does it mean to reign? Reign, Jesus, you're giving Jesus reign over your life. You're giving Jesus reign over your life. Reigning is you when you receive Jesus Christ, you as your Lord and personal Savior, you receive him. That's salvation. When reign, Jesus, reign, you as you surrender your life to him, that means you don't give him some. You give him all of your life. Every bit, every piece, every inch. There's some fuzzy spots you got to ask the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit reveal why am I holding back from Jesus? Because we like to be in control of things in our lives. Every one of us, We want to be in control, and sometimes we feel out of control when we got to surrender everything because we feel we're supposed to have a piece of control, but no, we got to let Jesus reign in every area. Reign in every area of your life. Reign in your spirit, your soul, your mind, and body. Reign. That means you are under the kingdom government of the Lord. Hallelujah. When you're a king subject, you do exactly like the king says to do. You are born servant like Apostle Paul. Hallelujah. Of Jesus Christ. It is now his way, not your way, but his way. What, Jesus, what do you want me to do in this situation? It means that you take everything to him in prayer. You ask and you wait for him to answer. You do not do things on your own. He can reign in your finances. He can reign in your health. He can reign in every area of your life. Even if the doctor say, hey, you go to Jesus and whatever he says, I hope you can hear his voice. And I hope you know his voice, because if you do not know his voice, if you cannot hear his voice, my sisters and brothers, you will not be able to make it. My sheep hear my voice and know my voice when he speaks to you. About your children, about yourself, about your finances, about your marriage, about everything. You are letting him reign when it's his will. and not your will. You remember in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus was there. He said, Lord, take this cup from me. But nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. So Jesus submitted to his Father, and he submitted to his Father. We should submit to Jesus completely and totally. That's why he sent the Holy Spirit, because sometimes it's difficult. Let's be honest. Sometimes it's difficult. People offend you. You just want to slap. You want to curse. You want to do that. Be honest with yourself. You don't need to pretend. You get into conflict. But what you do, we take it to God in prayer. And when he will give you that peace and show you the way to navigate. Because let me tell you one thing. You will think you're doing it the right way. But God knows that person who offended you. He made that person. He knows the heart of that person. So I don't care how, what type of news and thing you hear about that person. You cannot overcome the enemy that is using that person to offend you more than God. Because God can speak to the hearts of everyone he made us. So sometimes instead of taking things into your own hand, every time, not sometimes, you give it to God. Lord, look at this. You give it to God and say, if I have offended, because sometimes you offend people and you don't even realize that you have offended people. That's why we need the Holy Spirit who will convict us. Sometimes we say the wrong thing. Sometimes we have the wrong attitude. Sometimes people misinterpret what we say or what we do, and they take it as an offense. So that's why we need the Holy Spirit. And because when you go to God and you take this thing, you got to come clean. If you have done anything, Lord, have mercy, forgive me, show me where I went wrong. And sometimes you may have gone wrong, and God will say, go ask that person for forgiveness. Well, sometimes he will say, just repent. And so what do? You repent. You repent. And then he said, Lord, I don't know. This person get on my nerve. And you know, God, you speak to God. He's your friend. He's your Father. Let him know how you feel. Even though he knows, but you got to say it. I don't like that. And I don't want this to cause me to sin. Because sometimes when we don't take things to God in prayer, those things can cause us to fall short and sin. And the devil will use even your children. The devil will use your children, your parents. The devil will even use your pastor, your apostle, your prophet. He will use anybody. He studies our weaknesses, and he knows what will make us tick and what will not make us tick. Don't forget it. He's been studying. He knows us. So that's why we need the Holy Spirit, and that's why we need Jesus, because God knows what he is playing. Cannot succumb to his wicked and evil devices. And when God tells you to ask for mercy and forgiveness or to call somebody and make amends, please don't say until, okay, to next week or tomorrow. Tomorrow might be the day that will never come. Get yourself right. Oh, God, we need to get ourselves. So he said, rain, Jesus. I'm giving the explanation for rain because I don't just want to say what he said. Rain, you let him rain in every area of your life, your finances, your every area. If you're sick, rain. It's, Lord, rain in my body. Rain in my body. That means when Jesus reigns in your body, I'm got to go. Light and darkness cannot stay in the same place. Maybe he will tell you, this is what I want you to do. This is how I want you to take care of your body. Maybe this is what I want you to do. Get your body in alignment. God's ways are not man's ways.
So he said, reign. We should sing that song, reign, Jesus, reign. When we worship with reign, Jesus, reign. Every language, reign, Jesus, reign. It's by Shirley, Lisa, YouTube, and Apple, I don't, you, everybody can, if you cannot sing, you can listen to it from your telephone on Sunday, March 13th. And what the Lord said, the war in Ukraine, there will be a ceasefire. The Lord said there will a revival will begin not only on this, all over the world. There will be a revival, but it has to, everything has to come from our heart. There will be a revival and waves. You see how the ocean, he said waves of miracles. He said to me, look at the ocean. You see how it comes, waves and waves and waves of miracles all over the world. Waves of miracles. Many souls have come into the kingdom of God. And the Lord said, do not look down at anybody, because it will not be the usual business as usual. Or it will not only be the tough pastors. It will not only be Benny Hinn. It will not only be D.D. Jakes. It will be you too. You will lay in, miracles will come through you. He said from every tongue, nation, tribe, and kindred. So don't overlook what is going, because it's going to hit, it's like a, oh my God, like a cup, it's going to hit them to receive his word. It's going to hit it. Hallelujah. And revival will sweep through. Revival will sweep through. God will use some people that have been in the background, people that have been hidden, people that had those, storefront churches. God will use maybe that preacher that is in a village in Africa, or maybe that preacher that is in Colombia who nobody knows of, may have five persons in that church. It's not by numbers. For God, because a wave of revival will hit, the war will cease. There will be a ceasefire. Every knee will bow and tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So I'm bringing this message. I hope my husband was here to tell you, because I give this message out. Yesterday, I could not stop. The Holy Spirit took over me in a lot of, I could not stop with this message. The power of God took over me in tears as I gave this message, telling you, give your heart to him. Let him reign in your heart. Let him reign in your home. Let him reign in your heart, in your home. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. He said every church, and he said we tell them that body is my temple. So all you need to do is to write that song down, Reign, Jesus, Reign by Shirley Caesar. This song is 3 minutes long, not more than 4 minutes long. Sunday, March 13th, the word on to your children, to your grandchildren, to your mother, father, your friends. Pass it on. Amen. And don't say things will not affect you. Things will affect everyone. We are all our brothers and sisters, keepers. In the last days, the mountains of the Lord's temple will be established as the highest of the mountains. It will be exalted above the hills, and peoples will strain to it. Many nations will come and say, come to the mountain of the Lord, to the temple of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways so that we may walk in his path. The Lord will go out from Zion, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He will judge between many peoples and will set up disputes for strong nations far and wide. They will beat their swords in plowshares and their spears in the pruning hook. Nations will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore. Everyone will sit under their own vine and under their own fig tree, and no one will make them, for the Lord Almighty has spoken. All the nations will walk in the name of their God, but we will walk in the name of the Lord, our God, forever and ever. Micah chapter 4. In that day, declares the Lord, I will gather the lame, I will assemble the exiles, and those I have brought to grief. I will make the lame my remnant, those driven away a strong nation. The Lord will reign, will rule over them in Mount Zion for that day, forever and ever. As for you, watchtower of the flock, stronghold of daughter Zion, the former dominion will be restored to you. Kingship will come to daughter Jerusalem. Why do you now cry aloud? Have you no king? Has your ruler perished that pain seizes you like that of a woman in labor? Writhe in agony, daughter Zion, like a woman in labor. For now you must leave the city, the camp in the open field. You will go to Babylon. There you will be rescued. The Lord will redeem you out of the hand of your enemies. But now many nations are gathered against you. They say, let her be defiled. Let her eyes gloat over Zion. But they do not know the thoughts of the Lord. They do not understand his plans, that he has gathered them like sheep to the threshing floor. Rise and thresh, daughter Zion, for I will give you horns of iron. I will give you hooves of bronze, and you will break to pieces many nations. You will devote their ill-gotten gains to the Lord, their wealth to the Lord. You can read it in your King James or ever different version, Micah 4. Read it. The Lord said to give you this to read. Amen. Hallelujah. So again, I say, listen, reign, Jesus reign. I surely see some. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word. We have received your word. And Lord, I've given your word, sons and your daughters. And Father God, I pray that we all remember your ways are not our ways. That your word, Lord Jesus, that will be received in our hearts, and we will be obedient and do what you have called us to do. Father God, I thank you for each and every one under the sound of my voice. I thank you for the Holy Spirit overpowering, having control, reign over our lives. Father God, anyone that's going or have issues and different problems, reign over those issues and problems in their lives. Be glorified, oh God. Make the crooked places straight. Let there be a way out of no way. And so, Father, we thank you. Each and every one under the sound of my voice, Holy Spirit, read Micah 4. Holy Spirit, be with them as they read. Empower them. Open their spiritual eyes. Give them revelation and understanding, Father, to what you're speaking in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you. We worship you, hallelujah, and we glorify your name. Blessed be the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. As we pray, I'm going to play this song by Shirley Caesar, Reign, Jesus, Reign. Just worship the Lord. The song is being played so you can hear it and know what it sounds like in Jesus' name.
To Moses, Moses, I want you to go and tell Pharaoh that I said to let my people go. Moses said, well, Lord, who shall I say sent me? God said to Moses, Moses, tell them that I am God. And I said to let my people go. So what are you saying, Pastor Shirley? I'm saying that God is simply reigning on the throne. Reign.